From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush, facing a significant decline in public support for the war in Iraq, gave a primetime address tonight from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The president acknowledged a difficult road ahead in Iraq. In a speech which linked Iraq to the 9/11 attacks, he set no timetable for a possible withdrawal of U.S. troops. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The White House says this is a critical time in Iraq, and more than 2 years after the fall of Baghdad and 1 year after sovereignty was turned over to an interim Iraqi government, it was as though the president felt the need to explain all over again in very basic terms why the war was fought and why the mission must continue.
Our mission in Iraq is clear. We're hunting down the terrorists. We're helping Iraqis build a free nation that is an ally in the war on terror.
On five occasions, Mr. Bush mentioned September 11th. There were other references to the attacks of that day as well. No link has ever been established between Iraq and the 9/11 attacks. It's been a frequent criticism of the president that he has repeatedly implied such a link. Tonight, in making the case for staying the course in Iraq, he even quoted al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden.
Some wonder whether Iraq is a central front in the war on terror. Among the terrorists, there is no debate. Here are the words of Osama bin Laden. This Third World War is raging in Iraq. The whole world is watching this war. He says it will end in victory and glory, or misery and humiliation.
The president said that the insurgents fighting in Iraq have tried to weaken the will of the U.S. by launching suicide attacks and bombings, all aimed at getting pictures onto television screens in the U.S. But he said they've failed to disrupt the transfer of sovereignty, they've failed to disrupt this year's elections, and that they have failed to force the withdrawal of coalition troops. He rejected calls for a timetable for withdrawal, saying it would send the wrong message to Iraqis that America would leave before the job is done, and to insurgents that all they need to do is wait. As for troop levels,
some Americans ask me if completing the mission is so important, why don't you send more troops? If our commanders on the ground say we need more troops, I will send them.
But he says they have what they have asked for. He cited progress that's been made by the U.S. and its partners, though he said rebuilding a country at a time of war is hard. In laying out U.S. strategy, the president said there is a military track, which includes training Iraqis to provide their own security. He said, quote, as the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down. And he said there's a political track. He said as Iraqis ratify a constitution and put permanent government institutions in place, then there will be a real foundation for a free and stable Iraq. Mr. Bush also cast the current struggle against the broad sweep of American history. He said this country has done difficult work before, citing the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II, and the Cold War.
But Americans have always held firm because we have always believed in certain truths. We know that if evil is not confronted, it gains in strength and audacity and returns to strike us again. We know that when the work is hard, the proper response is not retreat. It is courage.
It was perhaps the most candid assessment of the difficulty of the task yet from the president. He ended the speech with a show of support and thanks to the members of the military and their families, and with a call to action, urging all Americans on the coming 4th of July weekend to honor men and women in the service by flying the flag and by writing them letters. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.